Big names like Meta, Microsoft, and the United States government were on a keynote panel at this year's Africa Tech Festival in Cape Town. The topic was the transformative potential of artificial intelligence. Here's Ravi Bhatt of Microsoft Africa.
In the 15th century, when printing press was invented, did we know what was going to happen to the world after printing press? When electricity came in the 19th century, did we know at that point in time where is the world going to go? AI is that general purpose technology. These technologies come every 150 years, and when they come, they change the world forever.
With AI already being used in everything from social media algorithms to medical diagnosis, Bhatt said it would continue to make people's jobs easier.
Job augmentation is what the world awaits. New jobs will come. Your jobs will change. You will learn new skills.
Joy Basu of the U.S. State Department appealed to tech leaders to not leave behind Africa, which needs education and infrastructure investment. Basu said she was proud of the U.S. government's Digital Transformation with Africa program and the work Washington did to ensure a resolution on AI safety was passed at the United Nations earlier this year.
I've been so delighted in the way the U.S. has tried to really lead a consensus at the U.N. For safe, secure, and trustworthy AI development. There were 22 African co-sponsors, there were 123 countries that joined on, because I think as a world we know that this is an incredibly powerful technology.
To demonstrate the good AI can do, the U.S. government, in partnership with IBM Consulting and the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, announced an AI medicine tracking system for Africa. Here's Josh Berlin from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Counterfeit, substandard, falsified medications are even more of a problem here on the African continent. So being able to equip pharmacists and other members of the supply chain with tools to trace medication helps provide additional visibility into the supply chain, but also has the knock-on effect of protecting patients.
Describing herself as being very green when it comes to AI, Sikim Suseni, the owner of a South African public relations firm, said she used ChatGPT in her business, but the festival had opened her eyes to the many other ways the technology can be used.
Considering the unemployment rate of South Africa, very high, especially in the youth unemployment rate, I personally feel that AI will equip young South Africans to apply for jobs and also be able to get more upskilling through using AI platforms.
A recent report from tech giant Google says AI could add $30 billion to the economy of sub-Saharan Africa by 2030. Vicky Stark, VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.